The following event is a More Ace Audio production. Introducing first, from London, England, the team of Ace and Skillet, this is The Kickout.
Welcome to another episode of The Kickout. My name is Ace.
My name is Skillet.
My name is Tay.
My name's Flu.
The four-man booth, it's back again.
That's right.
Good stuff.
Can we just say sorry for a really negative episode last week? I listened back and I was really depressed about liking wrestling. But it's been a good week.
It has.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
I agree.
You know what it is, though? I think we were the only ones that's negative, and I think they either A, looked at that, was like, we need to make big changes.
Oh, they were definitely listening.
Or B, they made big changes for other reasons, well, we will get into, but it seems that this week was a very interesting week. What a difference a week makes, because this week we have so much to talk to outside of the ring.
Yeah, we do.
So much. Like, I've got a list here of things we've got to talk to, or talk about.
Well, let's start outside the ring.
Should we start with the biggest news?
Yeah,
exactly. It was announced over the weekend. Over the Sunday at NJPW's recent pay per view. Kenny Omega will go 1-on-1 with the Ayatollah of Rock and Roller, Chris Jericho, at Wrestle Kingdom 12.
Amazing.
Wow.
Really good.
Wow. Wow. I'm quite confused.
Why?
I don't know.
Do you think he'll be back? You think he'll be back in WWE recently?
So obviously, he must be out of contract right now.
Yeah.
Apparently, WWE had no idea this was going to happen.
There's mixed reports.
I don't believe that.
Mixed reports, isn't there?
I believe that WWE knew, and I think this is good for them.
Hmm. I read that they knew.
Yeah.
What was the line that Vince did not bat an eyelid, which would suggest that Jericho actually gave him a courtesy call?
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense. That sounds like something in Jericho's character that he would do that. He would show Vince courtesy and be like, listen, I'm going to go to New Japan.
And I bet he didn't think it was going to be as big as it was, which is why we're seeing the changes.
Yeah,
I agree. We don't want a spoiler,
so we won't say it now.
But that's why they're trying to make Survivor Series a dream fantasy
card. Yeah.
Because of what Jericho did. Thank you, Jericho, then. So Jericho deserves a round of applause, then. If Jericho's amazing decision to wrestle a dream match with Kenny Omega, one of the greatest wrestlers of all at the moment, for Wrestle Kingdom and NJPW, if that's the reason why a lot of these changes were made, can we give Jericho a round of applause?
And prove the business.
He has.
Well, that's interesting. This is the biggest match when it comes to kind of adults and social media and stuff like that. Since when? When has there been a match has got this? I mean, obviously Kurt Angle coming back, but it was kind of gimmicky. Yeah. When was the last time a match of this size has got this much attention and this much interest?
No.
Exactly.
Ages. It's been ages.
Skillet, you're the wrestling historian.
Sorry, what was the question?
Oh, you weren't even listening, were you? Look at this.
What was the question?
No, I was saying, when was the last time a match was this big for adults and this big for social media and, like, you know, the marquee older fans and stuff like that? When was the last time there was this much interest in a match?
Cena Rock, maybe.
Wow, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I think that's the answer, Cena Rock. Hmm. Or maybe, you know, Daniel Bryan. You know, I don't know, but yeah, it's big, isn't it? It's big.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's huge, but I do think WWE knew.
Yeah,
I think Chris Jericho is very loyal to WWE, and I can't imagine him doing that without them knowing. And I feel like the lines are being so much more blurred between companies now.
Got Triple H turning up at Insane.
Do you know what I mean?
Insane.
That was the next one I was going to
talk about. Awesome as well, yeah.
What did he do when he showed up there?
He kind of turned up and put over Pete Dunne, which is good for him.
And that's kind of like Pete Dunne's goodbye, right? To the independents, kind of.
Apparently so now, yes. Spoiler alert, Skillet. Come on, mate. You're going to get in trouble about that.
No. I spoiled something for Gorilla Position as well. I told you about that. Anyway, it's not going to do that because I spoiled.
But you're absolutely correct. If Chris Jericho doing this has made Vince pull up his socks, then fair play. Because I'm certainly more interested than I was last week, yeah. And also just Kenny Omega's going to get a spotlight on him, which he deserves. Because he's been doing outstanding work. Nobody's talking about the amazing match he had with, what is it, Beretta? Was that his name?
Or yes, absolutely.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? And he's been smoking people.
Kenny Omega's
incredible.
Insane.
Do you think he'll get a... does he even want one? Does he even want to go to WWE? Because they'll mess him up.
No.
What happens if they do to him what they're doing to the English league right now?
Or Nakamura, or anyone else.
Or Bobby Roode. So
or what if they do to him what they did with AJ Styles?
Ooh, yeah. But that... Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's always one reason why you need to go for it, man.
By Finn Balor. It's few and far between, man.
Finn Balor is 50-50.
Oh, what they did with Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe did the booking Samoa Joe really well.
Yeah,
but... So it's one of those things. It's like, you got to just go for it, man.
What else we got, skills? Other news? Interesting interview with Austin Aries on Jericho's podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you please talk to us about this? Yeah, so I didn't listen to this show. I know Austin Aries was the guest on the Jericho podcast.
Yep.
And
it starts with Jericho just saying, yes, I'm the best in the world. Going to have the biggest match in the world. Best in the world. Which is fair enough. Good for him. Because I must admit, I think everyone thought he was going to be on the cruise, didn't they?
Yes.
So what a twist this is.
Yeah,
that's
very
good. So Austin Aries was saying, one... When he was on commentary, Vince McMahon acted like he'd never heard of him before. He was just like, you are a natural. That was amazing. And he was like, yeah, thanks for that. He also said that he got fired. There was no kind of mutual agreement. Austin Aries said that they said, we got nothing for you. We're going to let you go. And he was like, oh, great. Oh, thanks a lot.
Oh, so he didn't ask to leave?
Nope. Apparently not. He was fired. And he was saying, because the original plan was, they were not expecting Neville to do as well as he was doing. So he was saying that I think the original plan was him to come and actually get the title from Neville, but he was saying that Neville was doing so well, he had to lose to him, like, what, four times and stuff?
Yeah.
And then when that was wrapped up, they said, yeah, we've got nothing for you, we're going to let you go.
Oh.
So, meh. I was kind of surprised at that. I mean, like, especially the way 205 is looking now, how much would you need in Austin Aries right now?
Exactly.
That's a stupid decision.
You thought it was something to do with his Twitter Trump connection.
Well, yeah, because he's very anti-Trump. He's very, you know... He preaches a lot on Twitter about doing the right thing, and I respect Austin Aries a lot, and he can see he's a liberal.
And maybe that was something to do.
Yeah, I think the stuff to do with the little Trump, anti-Trump stuff probably got in his way.
Okay.
Yeah. A little bit of politics.
Not fair, because that's the man's opinion.
I'm surprised, though, that they asked him to leave.
Yeah, I mean, that's weird.
I think other people have done it a lot worse than that.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
See, at the moment, Piers Morgan's in a beef with Corey Graves on Twitter.
That's funny.
Or what?
Corey Graves mentioned him on SmackDown. Obviously, apparently, Piers Morgan or has kids that watches wrestling, because he tweeted back something like...
You don't even have to watch wrestling, because people on Twitter will let him know.
Yeah, exactly. But Piers Morgan responded, then Corey Graves responded again, and then Piers Morgan said, I'm John Cena, you're Heath Slater. Heath Slater came out and said, yay, Piers Morgan knows who I am, no one cares. And now all the wrestlers I know him down are slagging off Piers Morgan on their Twitter and stuff like that. Yeah.
Wow.
God bless. But I wish they knew that Piers Morgan's just trolling him and stuff like that. They just... Don't even bother. Don't even give them the time.
Are they taking it really seriously?
No, I think they're just joshing with them and stuff. And I think they know it's a good little bit of biz, isn't it? Anything you put on Twitter is a good little bit of biz. As Jericho and Omega have proven.
What was it you mentioned about... You mentioned something to me before, so...
That's all right.
My mind went back.
You see, this is why we shouldn't talk before the podcast. This is why we should never talk again, Skillet.
Oh, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Oh, yeah, this is a random one, and this is very loose, and like I say, this is rumour and speculation. I'm sure it's horseshit, but rumour is that Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn have been sent home from the UK tour, but no one knows why. But what one reason is being cited is bad behaviour, which I'm sure, and by the way, before anybody says anything, I'm sure this is horseshit, and I'm sure Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn will come out and say this is horseshit. But interesting that, if they have been sent home for some reason, I'm interested to hear what that reason is.
Do you think this is a work? Because it could work in their favour.
Could be, because SmackDown don't like him, right? They're doing Enzo thing.
And we all assume that next June Survivor Series, they're the reason that SmackDown lose.
Yeah,
that's correct.
So this would add to the storyline.
Yeah, that's exactly what it could be. Maybe, because obviously Kevin Owens had some personal problems, didn't he? Maybe him and Sami have gone back for that personal problem, and they're using this as a bit of a storyline. Good stuff. Make me believe, people.
Yes.
Make me believe.
Yes.
Do you think it's a work, Ace?
Yeah, I think it could be a work. Mm. There's another work.
Good.
That I think
work me.
There's another work that we need to talk about before the end of the show, I believe, but I'm not sure. Anyway, what else have we got from outside the ring?
But did you hear about TNA Impact?
No.
Neither did they.
Did you read that tweet that advert that got leaked?
Oh, so they're applying for cast members, basically, to be in the audience.
Extras.
They're applying for cast members to be audience in the show.
$50 a day.
Tell you that.
Can you actually imagine that? We could get paid like £50 to go and watch a wrestling show. Yeah. Let's do it.
And they encourage you to make your own signs.
Yeah.
That's messed up, man.
It's over. At this point, what can they do to save TNA?
They can't call it a day. They let Vince buy the rights so Vince can put that all up in the network so TNA can have a lifeline. And also, the show, and you can do also documentaries with Joe, AJ, Bobby Roode. Just give it to WWE, man. It's done. They're paying, they already paid for Jeff Jarrett's rehab, so you might as well pay Vince back.
They've tried everything. Like, they had Hulk, they had Flair, they had Jarrett. They had Bischoff,
Booker T, Kevin Nash, Scott Hall.
They've had everyone. Nothing's worked. That's a damn shame.
The Hardys, yeah. And the only thing that's worked, they've left and now they're in court trying to grab onto it like they're balls, aren't they? The Broken Matt character, yeah.
And apparently there's talk that Big Cass is set to return after WrestleMania.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
It is. But I'm assuming he might come back on the Raw after Mania. Big Impact, Big Cass.
He'll just come out and knock out Enzo, I reckon, which will instantly put him over.
Yeah.
Did you see Ted DiBiase's new documentary's out, which is every single old-timer tweeted about it. I don't know if your Twitter feed was just, Hulk Hogan says, watch this.
What's it called?
The Price of Fame.
And is it a Netflix documentary?
No, I think it's just a documentary. I don't know. Yeah, no,
and they got all the footage of his old career? And
I think so, yeah. I'm assuming it was all, because he went off the roads, ran off the rails a little bit, didn't he? And then he found religion and... Yeah, I think it's going to stop out, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's outside the ring.
Wow.
Is there anything else?
No. I feel like there is.
I feel like there's more.
So do I.
But I guess there's just more happening, actually, for once. The product is actually making the news rather than... So I guess we just start talking about the show, do we?
Paige is returning soon.
Is she?
Yeah, she tweeted that she wanted to thank Ember Moon and someone else from NXT for helping her out during training.
Yeah, I saw that.
So that means she should be back soon. And apparently she's going to SmackDown.
I think she'll come back very soon. Survivor Series.
And there's talk of a big match happening at NXT TakeOver.
Who?
Gargano and Pete Dunne.
Oh, I saw that. That looks good. Well, as always, the NXT main event things are always awesome.
Takeovers,
yeah, thank you. Thank you, Skillet.
Always fantastic.
Thank you, Skillet, for the words.
I don't think there's ever been a bad takeover.
Nope, agree.
London was alright.
It wasn't the best, but it wasn't a bad takeover.
It wasn't great.
But that's where we met, Ace. How can you say that? Was it that?
Yeah, I think it was.
At Wembley.
That was when you guys met.
Yeah.
And then...
You met the GP guys.
Yes, you did.
There you go.
What GP guys?
That was the night you met James.
That was,
because we did the podcast with them backstage.
That wasn't a takeover.
It was a takeover.
Joe Bella. How apropos for this week.
I've got the Ace. I met the GP guys and then...
Exactly. And I decided to go home. How my life could have been different.
Yeah.
It's alright, you're on the right podcast.
Yeah, Bebe.
You're on the right side.
I wanted to make that point. Skillet, when matey, what's his name? I always forget the guy's name.
James D.
Thingy Baby from NXT.
Oh, Adam Cole, baby.
Adam Cole, baby. When he comes to the main roster, who's going to get baby? Will it be New Day or will it be him?
Kofi.
Because you know what Vince is like.
But they say baby.
Yeah.
Adam Cole says baby.
So you really think they're going to have two Bebes? We gotta split up the babies and the babies!
But knowing Vince, he's gonna side with New Day, because New Day's already showed him results of merchandise.
Yeah.
And Cole's has come from NJPW, Ring of Honor. So he's gonna be.
There's only one room for one baby!
You can't be
my
cold.
Chocolate! Tandem! My chocolate team! Yeah. Chocolate!
You can't be called Adam. I've got Adam Bomb already. Headbutt me in my fucking face.
I really need to start filming this podcast.
Oh, I was going to say, can you and I cut a promo today like the Usos?
What'd you say, Us? You want me to cut a promo, Us? Do you want me to cut a promo on the spot?
They can't defeat me and Flu.
What you say, Us?
Oh, no, I didn't ever say that. Our maniacs don't make sense.
You say we don't make sense,
Us? You say that when you put a mask on and it don't make practice.
You say we did this on the spot and we're recruiting, Us?
No, they're trying to say that when you put on a DVD and you put on the press play and it's all fuzzy inside, but no!
I think we should stop, Us.
This is not paranoia.
What you say, Us?
This is...
What you say, Us?
DVD copy!
Alright, cool. Thank you.
Thanks for that, Blue. That was good. Should we talk about Raw?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ace, Raw? Ace, you might need to sweat out the mics after that. We do apologise.
Mine at Raw was coming to town.
In Manchester.
Manchester! Yay.
That was an easy one, thanks.
I think if we really wanted to, all four of us could have actually went to a live Raw show. Or SmackDown. But we couldn't be bothered to travel that far, could we?
I think after last week.
And the thing is what's the point in going there if we can't get any extra content, right?
That's true. And I'm going to Manchester on the weekend, then I'll be go again.
Well, there you go. Oh, yeah. Are you doing a tour this weekend?
One Extra Live is in Manchester. Yeah, the same arena, actually.
There you go.
So I'll breathe that AJ Styles air in for you guys.
Wicked.
Excellent.
And you had a guest recently.
I did have the Enzo Amore.
So he's going to be on the show later on today?
He'll be there on the show later on today.
How was he, Ace?
Enzo was Enzo. So I interview a lot of rappers? I mean, sorry, wrestlers on air.
But you do interview a lot of rappers.
I do interview rappers, but wrestlers on air. And half of them will come in character and half of them won't. He was very in character. Like, he wouldn't... I feel like that is him, though.
I was going to say, was it just like his character turned down a little bit so you could see
he was
full Enzo?
He was cutting a promo for the whole time he was there.
Wearing the belt?
He was wearing the belt. I think I've asked him 3 questions, but the interview lasted 20 minutes. So he was just going... Oh my God, sorry.
Proceed to the roots.
But don't you love the fact, because that's what this whole Ric Flair documentary is about. It's about living your character. Don't you love the fact he lives the character?
No, I appreciate it. But obviously there were members of staff that were confused about why he just wouldn't stop talking, but it was fun. It was Enzo.
So he literally came into one show, chatting to everybody like by the book.
He was doing Enzo the whole time.
Does he roll with an entourage?
Were people finding a joke?
Because he's entertaining anyway, so they understood it was funny. But I think they appreciated that because I kind of was putting them over . So I was doing, so we did the intro. You'll hear this when we'll play out the interview later on. We did the intro and we did the outro and I was kind of acting like the audience. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. So I was giving him the how you doing chance.
Oh, that's wicked.
And then I gave him the...
So you're performing it live with him?
Yeah.
In front of everybody? That's wicked. Do you have that on film?
No.
Can we put that on the KitKat Podcast YouTube channel?
We did film it.
Can we use that for the KitKat Podcast YouTube channel?
We'll confirm later.
He needs content.
I will try.
Look at you two talking business live on air.
Well, that's what we always do, Ace.
We do.
Right, so Raw was in Manchester. Mm. It started off with the Mr. Raj doing his Miz live Miz TV, right? And yeah. Miz was cutting a promo about Baron Corbin. Now, okay, can I just ask a question? Everybody make some kind of noise, collectively or individually, if you're excited to see Baron Corbin versus Miz.
No.
No, the only thing I'd say though is Miz is trying his ass off, isn't he? But the only problem with that is he seems more passionate about Baron Corbin than he does about what's going on Raw at the moment.
Right. I agree.
But I'm not.
But Miz is trying. He's
trying his ass off, man.
Help get Corbin get over. But it's not going to help if Corbin's not making any much work on it, and Corbin's not working on SmackDown this week.
They're doing it mostly online, though.
Yeah,
I know that. That's
you mentioned it on Raw.
Yeah. Thank you.
Can I get one of those?
Get on it. Happy. Do you remember Happy Snacks, ladies and gentlemen?
Flew has provided us.
We're rolling with the Happy Snacks tonight. Hit the Happy Snacks.
Thank
there you go.
You.
I have to get a pound stretcher and pick up 10 or 11 packs at a time. No one cares about that.
Today's
sorry.
Show is sponsored by
Apple. Oh, I love that. Yeah, look at the beautiful Manchester skyline. Primark. Primark. Primark.
I didn't understand why Baron Corbin wasn't on SmackDown this week, which was strange. Maybe he can't fly.
Maybe
he ain't getting on no plane.
Maybe he ain't getting on no plane.
Yeah.
It was a packed show, though, this week, to be fair. But anyway, yeah, I think Miz is trying to put him over, but... And I think Miz is doing a good job of making it seem more personal. than it actually is.
Yeah, that whole, you ever talk about my kids again, yeah, I'll knock your teeth down your throat. I thought that was awesome. I also loved it. This is why Miz is awesome. I swear he's the only heel that plays chicken shit.
He does.
So when Kurt, when he was putting my hand up and Kurt Angle got up and he looked proper moody, because again, Kurt Angle is insane. When he got up, Miz actually looked a little bit, and the same at the end when he told him that he was going to have a match with Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman, he got on his knees and was begging, bless Miz, the only one who's got enough balls to act chicken shit. Amazing, and that's why he's working.
That's why he's the best heel right now.
That's why he's awesome.
So Angle comes out. Miz pissed up Angle. Angle's like, you're pissing me off, I've had enough of you. You're going to have a match with Braun Strowman tonight on Raw. But like you said, Miz reacted very scared.
Look, eating happy snacks while talking.
Yeah, this isn't
this is nothing new.
This is not good content. After that, we had a Vince Russo style stipulation. A guitar on a pole match. Tay, coming to you.
I mean, I like Elias Samson now, so that's cool. I'm still not really feeling Jason Jordan. He just hasn't got there for me yet. So,
what a promo by Elias Samson, though.
Yeah.
Had the crowd, made references. I think Elias Samson, in a year, if they're right, Tay, don't you agree, Elias Samson could be top mid-card.
He could.
Even title challenger. Not title holder, but title challenger. Yeah. Outstanding. I couldn't agree more. Yeah.
But what is it about Jason Jordan? Like, is it that he's just flat for me? Like, he's a good in the ring, but everything else is just kind of...
heel turn needs to come now. I think it'll come at some Survivor Series.
Yep. What makes Team Raw lose?
Yeah. I think we're about to get that.
I don't think Raw going to lose. No, I think gonna he's going to...
Yeah. Why is Raw going to win?
Because Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn are going to cost him it.
How do you know that? How do you not know that it's going to be Jason Jordan? Just because SmackDown won last.
After this week, I admit I do not know anything. So yeah, I hope you're right, sir. What were you saying, Taylor? Big fan.
I think Jason Jordan might turn heel.
I think he will. He'll turn heel against Angle, though. But yeah.
Yeah, they could still win. He could be the sole survivor. Angle's like celebrating with him in the ring. And
I've got a horrible feeling. Yeah. Don't you see that?
Yeah.
The two of them hugging in the ring.
Yeah. Oh, and then he just turns heel.
Yeah.
Why would he turn heel with Angle being so good to him in terms of stipulations and giving him matches?
Because he wasn't there for me. You left me.
Oh, then once. Go back then to once. That.
Yeah. You got to go back to that.
Yeah.
Like, where were you when I had, like, you
when I was in promo class.
Exactly.
Where were you when they were handing out Christmas?
They're going to do something where mom's sick or something like that. Mom's sick, dad.
Why?
We can't focus on that right now. We need to focus on Team Raw. But mom is sick. I understand that. But we need you to perform on Team Raw and defeat Team SmackDown. Jason Jordan is like, but I can't wrestle, Angle. Mom's sick. No, but we need you to defeat Team SmackDown. Okay, fine. I'll defeat Team SmackDown. To defeat Team SmackDown. Then he turns on. You never cared about mom.
I mean, I don't think it's going to go that way specifically, but yeah.
Hey, when you see it on Survivor Series and it says to Angle, you never cared about mom, don't be calling me up saying, oh, Skinner, you were right.
Are we seriously going to call this episode?
Don't you care about mom?
Don't you care about mom?
But yeah, I think Survivor Series is when we see that heel turn. It was starting in the way Angle said this week, I need somebody that I can trust on my team.
Yeah.
But the fact is, I don't think they've got a clue on it, because obviously everything's so moving around at the moment. It was going to be Roman, and then obviously on the other team, there was going to be, we'll talk about that in a bit and stuff like that. But I don't think they know what they're doing at the moment. They've shuffled the deck, haven't they? I don't think, because of all these problems and all these issues with the audience and stuff, I don't think anyone has a clue what they're doing at the moment.
All right. Well, after that, so Jason Jordan won the guitar on the pole.
Yeah. Dead.
Okay. Asuka defeated Stacey Coates. She looked very more vicious this time.
Manchester.
But Manchester crowd didn't really...
They didn't give a shit.
They didn't really. I'm afraid they knew
that you're going to have to go back to the promo that was before this match when Angle forgot his lines. This has been a good week of wrestling, and we will talk about the good stuff, but let's talk about the clusterfuck, which was the first hour of Raw, where Angle forgets his lines. You remember this, guys? No. And Cesaro's trying to help him. He's like, what are you saying? We've got a tag match? No. You haven't got a tag match. Right. You need to try your best. So what you're saying? You've got a tag match? No. No. And you can see Cesaro and Sheamus looking at him like, just say we've got a tag match. So they cut away from that. Then Oscar's in the ring. She has her match. She leaves the ring early. Then she gets told to go back to the ring. So she has to walk back to the ring. So the crowd start booing her because they think she's milking it. Then they cut to Alicia Fox and the backstage promo didn't work. There was so many mistakes in this first hour. And your Angle forgetting his lines was some of the most awkward television I've seen in a long while. It's hideous.
And what about after Asuka defeated Stacey Coates and Alicia Fox went to make the announcement that Asuka's on Team Raw?
And it didn't even come out over the main arena. Yeah,
how bad that was?
So they just had to cut it in afterwards. So that I think the people at home saw it, but the crowd in the audience, but they didn't see it. So just there was. I mean, obviously, you know, they're working with English materials, or I don't know if it was an English tech team, but there were so many fuck ups in the first hour, weren't there? Yeah.
That's terrible.
You know what was funny? Titus O'Neil caught a very good promo this week about Samoa Joe. Like, he was very serious. He won that dead Manchester crowd over. The crowd was cheering for that promo.
He wasn't smiling so much, though.
Yeah, but he was just like, nobody's not smiling anymore. Because tomorrow...
when they came out, he was smiling.
Yeah, but he still wants to smile because his title's worldwide. But he was like... But he caught... Like, how, you know, I'm gonna get Joe some. And then he just gets choked out in seconds.
Even make it to the ring.
What's the point of giving him?
But no, didn't you think there was just so many original plans this week, and they went, you know what, we're getting panned, we have to change everything. And I think that was one of the first signs of it. They just went, we can't give this crowd Samoa Joe versus Titus, no one cares, let's give them Finn.
Yeah, so Finn comes out and they have a great match.
I liked this.
Yeah.
Angle coming out saying you're both on the this was a good match,
good.
Followed by a good thing that made sense.
Yeah.
You guys are arguing, okay, it doesn't make sense, they're arguing stuff like that, so they need to get along, but it worked, didn't it? It actually worked. Ace?
No, it did work. So. I thought it was a good match as well.
Yeah, it's a very good match. Good.
Yeah. And I like that neither of them lost.
I like that they just kept brawling after. It's like, we're in a match. Okay, they're still beefing.
That is such a shout. I don't think I've ever been so happy for a double count out.
Because
I was like, oh, Finn can't lose, but no, Joe can't lose. Exactly. He's just got back. So, I've never been happier for a double count out.
Sasha Banks and Bayley versus Alicia Fox and Nia Jax. Ace going
to all yours. No, let's say all yours, Tay.
Why? She's a woman?
Yeah, I'm saying you, woman. Defend yourself. Defend this crap.
I mean, it wasn't that great, to be fair. But I felt a bit sorry for Bayley.
Bayley's got to be on the team, surely.
I don't think she is. So I feel. I don't know. I'm not sure. I didn't think that far.
So it's it's Alicia, Nia, Asuka. Sasha, and Asuka at the moment. So they need one more. It has to be Bayley.
Mickey James.
No.
It was awkward, though, wasn't it? Just. I want you on my team.
And then Bayley's just sitting there like. Huh? What about me?
It's
got to be Bayley unless it's someone that's returning.
Mickey James.
It won't be Mickey James.
Paige.
Paige is on SmackDown.
Paige is going to SmackDown.
Has that been announced?
No. Wasn't Michelle McCool and Charlotte doing a bit of a back and forth?
Yeah, she was saying that she wanted to come back or something along those lines. Yeah.
Michelle McCool.
Yeah.
Take his wife.
Yeah, her and Charlotte are doing a little back and forth.
Charlotte was saying one more match, and she was like, I was waiting for someone to say that, so maybe she might appear. Probably not at Survivor Series, but
that's not good. Look,
is anyone from NXT ready?
Ember Moon
could be
Ember.
You can't, if you take Ember Moon away from the NXT,
it would actually
the moment,
just
they're screwed, they got nothing.
Yeah,
I know you like Peyton thingy, don't you?
Together, right, they would be good, yeah.
My girls,
yeah,
bring them up as like a tag.
Sometimes I really. I don't know. I don't know about you, Skillet, sometimes.
How about a Bella return? Would you like that? Would we have that?
Oh, Nikki Bella. Is she coming back soon?
Yeah, but would she go back to Raw? Because she was on SmackDown.
Oh, she was on SmackDown. Interesting. Mm-hmm. But apparently it doesn't matter for John Cena, so it might not happen. Might not matter for her.
She could be a free agent. She'd get a pop. She came back.
Yeah, she would.
Oh, you know who stole the women's thing for me this week? The Dean Seth interview, which I thought was pretty good. Really, like, good. I say, I think Dean and Seth are so good as a tag team, so good when they're Shield. Yeah. But at the end, when they put her arm out to try and do the Shield, I thought that was pretty good. I thought that was pretty funny. Yeah.
What if it's Carmella?
How?
After what happened this week?
Two steps forward, then two steps back.
Carmella's got the money.
But what happened on SmackDown, though?
She beat up Ellsworth. I don't understand why that would mean she would miss the team.
And she walked away from the women. She's walked in the back.
You're very wrong. I just want you to know that.
It could be Carmella.
Skillet's two for two on ridiculous shout out.
That was kind of part of Carmella's face turn.
Yeah.
What was the other ridiculous shout out?
We have to worry about Mama. We have to worry about Mama, or whatever the hell you're talking about. What about Mama, Kurt?
It wasn't about worrying about
Kurt.
He was never there for Mama.
And then Kurt would stand there and go, you need to worry about Mum? No. You need to worry about Mum? No. Oh, Kurt Angle's lost his ever.
So we don't know who the fifth member of the women.
It's got to be Bayley.
I don't think it's going to be her.
It's not going to be Bayley.
No.
I really don't think it's going to be her.
I think it's going to be Bayley. There's no one else.
Do you think this is
Dana Brooke?
The sprinkling of the seeds of Bailey and Sasha breaking up? Do you think it's sprinkling of seeds?
I think we've still got time.
I would like that to happen.
It's Carmella.
It's not Carmella.
Think about it.
It's not Carmella.
Raw and SmackDown.
Carmella's already on team.
Are facing off. No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
Name SmackDown for me.
Who are the team?
Yeah.
Charlotte.
Carmella.
Naomi. Becky's the captain, Tamina, and Carmella.
Huh. Braun Strowman versus The Miz. Flu.
It was just a match, wasn't it? It was exactly what you'd expect. It was exactly what it said on the tin, yes. I've got nothing to say about it, really. It was just...
You beat up all of the Mr. Raj.
Yeah.
Fling them over the top rope. Have them flying. And then Kane came out. Ace.
I'll be honest, yeah. I know this is going to be really, like, this is not popular opinion, but I'm not angry at Kane Strowman. I actually like it. I think they look sick together in the ring. Obviously, we're not going to see the most technical of matches. They're two huge monsters. I like monster versus demon. Kane's come back looking super strong. Let's have it for a little while. Why not? Am I alone on this?
No, you're not alone. I'm not mad at it.
Ace, I've got your back. Thank you. No, Kane deserves it. It's something for Braun. Makes sense.
Skinny is so angry with us.
He is. I don't know what he has against Kane. I want to see Kane get like a really big pop at WrestleMania, for his last run.
Good for you.
Anyway, Enzo Amore comes out. To cut a promo.
We were talking about this. Skillet, do you think he purposely cut a shit promo here?
100%.
Because normally Enzo can cut a hell of a promo.
He purposely cut a shit promo, but he purposely being annoying.
Yeah, okay, yeah. He was purposely being annoying and over the top to try and get over what was about to happen.
Yeah. So Enzo come out boasting about how he's the best thing since sliced bread in the cruiserweight division. Being very annoying. Fans just not really paying attention. Fans didn't really care. Then Kalisto comes out. Pulls up a chair. And Enzo's like, what are you doing? What are you sitting over there for? And then the music hits.
And a crazy old man comes out instead.
And the crowd goes nuts. Because on the Titantron, they could see Pete Dunne. And there's obviously Pete Dunne's theme. But then, like you said, Flu who came out?
Crazy old man.
So obviously someone made a mistake.
Don't you think just with his knees, don't you think he's becoming like your mad old uncle who turns up at places? You're like, oh, have you heard a thing? And he just walks around like this. And he just comes in. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'm doing a very amusing impression.
But
they should do little memes of like him all over the world, and then him just walking in with his sleeve feet and just smiling like he did with the shit. Don't you think at the moment, Raw especially, it's got element. It reminds you of late WCW. The amount of fuck ups, the messes up in dialogue, the messes up with music and stuff. It's like late WCW, which is weird. After we're saying how positive we're going to be this week. This first hour was, What's your opinion, Skillet?
Well, Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle introduces who is the man that's supposed to come out. And it's the debut of Raw of the United Kingdom champion, Pete Dunne, Ace. What did you think?
Is this actually the Raw debut, though?
Yeah, for Pete Dunne, it is.
My point is, we're getting excited. How do we know that he's going to be on Raw every week now?
How do we not know that? I think it was his 205 debut. I think you're right, Ace.
I just like, how do we not know that they just only didn't bring him out because they were.
You think like they did with Sami Zayn when he came like out earlier and then he went back to NXT? Because he still has a big match against Johnny Gargano.
And until I see him in a city in the States, I'm not going to get comfortable with
this. Okay.
I feel like this was just remember like whenever they'd come over and Wade Barrett would always get a great match.
Yeah.
You wouldn't see him on TV all the time. Like, I just feel like this is just one of those things.
I just assume that, that's probably a good shout, Ace. I just thought maybe Pete Dunne was going to take the spot of Neville.
I don't think that's going to happen.
But no?
No.
Let's give Enzo some props. He's trying his ass off to get the English guys over, isn't he? Do you know what I mean? He's trying to act annoying. Whenever he gets hit with a move, he's selling well. You know, maybe a bit over the top and stuff like that. But Enzo's trying. But the problem is, you've thrown this whole English league to the wolves there, haven't you? Do you know what I mean? Did you see 205 Live? He's got all the English guys lined up and he does the same thing when he makes a little joke about all of them. And then what's his name? Gives him a whack. What's the other one? The one with the tash?
Tyler Bates.
Tyler Bates give him a smack and stuff out, but it was just Enzo's trying, but it's just it's very disappointing, isn't it? This isn't working. Let's throw all the English guys in there. Eesh. Do you think this was a one-off, those guys, or do you think?
I definitely think it was a one-off. I just think it's because they're here.
Oh, so they're not joining 205?
I don't think they are.
Okay.
I generally don't think they are. I feel like it was just because they were here. It was a nod. You're in your hometown. You get to wrestle and be seen in front of people from the UK. I think next week. That would just be a memory.
Alright.
Then there was the announcement that Roman Reigns is back, which I always find interesting. Why tell us?
See, I find that these days, they just want to feed you everything. Ratings. Like, sometimes they just... Ratings. Yeah, but sometimes a surprise is nice.
Especially with Roman.
Yeah.
It's his one chance to get some kind of a pop.
Yeah, even if it's like a bigger boo.
They need ratings.
But still.
I know, but...
Yes,
that
true.
That would make it more exciting.
Anyway. Time for the main event.
It's time for the main event.
You know what? To be fair, and I'll say this because there was a few matches on SmackDown as well. I think we're at a stage now where we're so used to wrestling and stuff like that, we don't actually give props where there's some pretty good matches. There were some pretty good matches this week.
There's always good matches in wrestling today. Yeah. I never complain about the matches that I see in wrestling today.
Yeah, and this
always
was
fantastic matches.
And this was a good match. And I think my brother made that point a few weeks ago. He was just like, I think he said, you go back and watch some of the early wrestling. The quality, some of it's sloppy, some of it looks very hammy and fake, but you still get quality matches. And this match was a quality TV match.
I thought it was wicked.
Yeah, the Shield versus the Bar, Sheamus and Cesaro, titles on the line. These four always come up with the great matches. They never had a bad match
at all.
Always great. Had this dead Manchester crowd on their feet, standing ovation. Amazing spots. Great timing, everything.
Which is what
then the New Day came out.
Yeah,
and then they made references to Michael Dapper,
which was good.
Man's not hot.
Yeah,
can you... Sorry, guys. Sorry being that guy in the room. and I think we all know what we mean. What was that reference? I do apologise.
Should we put on for Ace?
No,
on
don't Ace.
No, it's a basic... No.
Man's not hot. I mean, is it a rap lyric or something?
Yeah, this is a rap. This is a spoof rap song that is doing amazingly well in the charts right now.
English or American?
English.
Oh, so very poignant.
Yes. So, it's like number 12 in the midweek charts. Looking like he's about to get a top 20. It's a spoof rap record.
Right.
Michael Dapper is a UK comedian who went on Charlie Sloss Fire in the Booth platform.
I've heard of that.
And did a spoof freestyle, which is now trending all over the world.
Wow.
Yeah, so they made reference to that.
So you must have heard some kids go, the thing goes...
Oh, that guy!
Yeah,
and on the snap, crackle, and pop.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, and he's got like 2 + 2 with 3 and 4. Yeah. That motherfucker. Oh,
yes.
That's who they made reference to.
Talking about, and we're not going to say any spoilers, but I believe, weren't you in contact with Big E this week?
But Big E also. Should we just.
This is big. This? Well, I didn't want to say it,
they also referenced Giggs on SmackDown.
Yep.
Big E did. So, Big E. So, Giggs me and Giggs were in conversation because I alerted Giggs that, yo, you got a shout out during SmackDown from the New Day. And he was mad excited. He posted a video. And then him and Big E were having some dialogue as well. So that's crazy. And hopefully we're going to have Giggs on the show in a couple
of weeks. Get out!
That'd be crazy. Imagine we have the Hollow Don.
Yes.
Giggs.
Hollow Man.
He's got connections. He's got connections. He gets that ass stuck like glue.
Exactly.
Yes.
See, I know some stuff.
Warm to you.
Warm
that's
to
them.
To them.
Ace, that's absolutely amazing. When I mentioned that to people in the office, they went, yeah, the young cool people went nuts. And I felt cool for one moment in my life. So thank you, Ace.
Giggs has been in my inbox a lot this week because I ran down this week for my interview with Enzo. I ran down my top five mic men of all time. And Giggs was furious that Jericho wasn't in my top five.
Wow.
Do you know what? On reflection, I know you want to tell you guys my top five.
No, you have to say it now. You have to say it now.
Really bad.
No,
so you didn't put Jericho in your top five mic men. Giggs pulled you up on that.
Yeah, Giggs put me up. Because he wanted Jericho in my top five.
Yeah.
So can you mention his top five, please?
Okay, so... Wait, but again, this is my personal preference.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm not going
to
say...
So this is like... I just like people I like listening to, even though I may not have understood what they were saying.
Okay.
Warrior was number five.
Okay.
Wow.
Let's just stop.
Wait.
Let's just stop this.
Warrior's number five.
That's fine. That's
I loved Warrior promo.
That's cool.
I didn't understand them.
That's fine.
He's talking about the moons and the earths and the gods and stuff.
That's fine.
And I used to really enjoy that. I enjoyed the sound effects.
Great.
I enjoyed the intensity of Warrior promo.
Wicked, Ace.
Okay.
We're going to move on from this.
No, wait.
No, I want to hear the rest. Ace, after that, where the hell is he going to go from here?
Yeah, no, let's go.
You mentioned Warrior as your number five. Can you do a Warrior promo for me, please?
No, I've done it.
No, you have to. No, go.
It was like,
no,
yeah. The moons! And the anime, forget it.
Yeah. That's the most animated I've ever seen. I don't have a warrior impression. Wawa. Hey, everybody, we're all here for really positive reasons. And I love my husband, the Wawa. And, you know, okay, he may have said some controversial things, but we've got to remember the Wawa spirit! Shut the fuck up. Go on, Ace. Keep going.
Okay, my number four was Randy.
What?
Oh, no. He means Macho Man.
Oh, thank you. I think Randy Orton.
Macho Man.
I thought Warrior for a Randy Orton. I was about to swing for you. What the hell, man?
Oh, yeah. Macho Man, Randy Sandy. I thought it was number three. Number three doesn't matter anymore because you just mentioned Macho Man Madness. Anyway, who you was number one? What you
yes,
wanted to
of
be.
Course.
Rock was number one. Punk. Flair was number two.
Punk okay, in your five?
Yeah. Punk wasn't in my five.
Oh. What?
So number three must be Stone Cold.
It wasn't Stone Cold.
What?
Shit, it might have been Hogan.
I bet his last promo wasn't your favourite.
Stone Cold. I think it was Hogan. I think Hogan was Hogan.
What?
I used to like Hogan promos. Hogan promos didn't get you gassed.
You just called him Homo Hogan. Let me tell you something, brother. Warrior and Hogan are in your top five.
I liked them on the mic. I mean, on reflection, I would have changed so many, but...
Yeah, put Apollo Crews in there.
Flair, Rock.
Of course, of course.
Yeah, I've seen Flair and Rock.
What's yours, Tay?
I'm going to give you time to think by going, Tay, 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 Tay.
Oh, my God. I haven't heard that
before. Leave it. We are never going to be with the
world. What has happened?
Okay.
Go ahead, Tay. Top five.
I probably won't do them in order. I'll just say CM Punk was definitely in there.
Yes.
Stone Cold.
Yes.
Rock.
Yes.
Jericho.
Yes.
Who is my fifth?
If your fifth is Shawn Michaels, I'm exactly the same as
it's
you.
It's not. It's not.
How dare you?
It's not.
Shawn Michaels.
I have
in
to
Canada.
Think about five, but
Shawn Michaels in Canada.
Yours is terrible as well.
No, it's not.
I agree with Tay 100%. Shawn Michaels.
No, it's not terrible. Skillet. But I would take out one.
Skillet. Shawn Michaels in Canada promos. Are you kidding me?
Get out of here, Flu Man.
After the Hogan match.
Jump on your Shawn Michaels bandwagon and go to.
No. Do you know why Skillet?
Hotel.
Do you know why Skillet? Because man, not hot.
Oh.
Man, Dem.
Go on,
oh shit! I'm terrible at this.
Go on, Flu.
It's exactly the same as Tay. I would say
Punk,
Rock,
Austin, Jericho, and Michaels.
And Michaels, yeah.
No but Flair.
Mine is. That's
oh
what I'm
shit!
To you don't put Flair in there. You get out of here, man. Oh, both of you get out of here.
No, in that case, you know, I'm gonna chuck out. I'm gonna get Michaels.
Oh, no, Michaels is not a better than Flair.
I'll get rid of Jericho and put in Flair.
Wow. All right, so mine is Flair.
Yeah.
Not in any order, by the way. But number one is The Rock. Flair, Jericho, Stone Cold. Listen, how can you not put Stone Cold? You Ace, you did.
I did as well.
I did.
We all did. Who are you arguing? Why are you angry?
You didn't.
I didn't.
He okay. did.
So yeah. Flew and Tay did.
Yes, we did.
Ace. How can you not put Stone Cold Steve Austin in his top five?
I know.
He's got the best promo of all time.
Dude, he put Warrior in his top five.
I know.
He put Hogan in his top
five. Vince should be in there. Vince Coco promo.
100%.
Heyman.
100%.
Oh. Heyman.
Heyman,
Vince.
That's number five.
I could never argue. We're going to have to go active wrestler because I agree with those two 100%.
Could never argue that.
Vince and Heyman.
I love Macho. Heyman. But I can't put... I love Macho Man, and normally I would put him in my top five, but I can't because he just taught a lot of nonsense.
Well, voice,
but I love him. He's one of my favourites. But Jake the Snake. What? When you talk about promos, you've got to talk about Jake the Snake. When you talk about promos, you've got to talk about the American Dream. Dusty Rhodes.
Do you remember... Do you remember that event, Capital Punishment, at the XL in London, when Vince McMahon cut that... racist promo. Right.
You got a Pakistani mayor.
Yeah, did you remember? Yeah, he just
I did not see
let
this.
Let me tell you about cup of tea. Cup of tea is the biggest bunch of bullshit in the world. And in the future, this country will be run by a president of Pakistani extraction. I thank you very much. And it was just, I was in the audience going, you can't say that.
That, when was
that
this?
Don't you? That's spot on. You can find it on the network as well.
That's
but then to make
crazy.
It, but then to
prove, can we put it up on the network and play it at the end of the
we'll
show.
We'll do that after. But yeah. To prove they're not racist, afterwards, Tiger Ali Singh beat Edge. So, but it was everybody in the crowd. I remember we're in the crowd, just open mouth, like you can get away with that in The Simpsons in America, but that shit over here, that shit doesn't fly. Do you know what I mean? But there was people in the audience, open mouth. And we know what
thank you very much.
And you know what? And, talking about promos, Skillet, I can bring this back together. No problem. Talking about promos, talking about Booker T at the end. Did you notice at the end when it all happened, there was the schmoz, New Day came out, and they won the belt, Sheamus and Cesaro. Booker T didn't quite understand what was going on. And everyone else was going, this is a travesty. But Booker T was, ha-ha, I love it! And it was like you could tell everyone was going, Booker, we're meant to be angry that SmackDown have come in and... Right. Did you get that? It was awkward.
He's confused.
But Booker T did a good job when JT Jordan was given the role. And he was like, this is bullshit. Like, that was Booker T.
So mixed.
So New Day came in. Let's go back to the Raw. New Day came in.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, tangent.
It went to the tag team match. And Cesaro gave the... What's the kick called?
Bro kick.
Bro kick straight into Seth Rollins' mouth. 1, 2, 3. New tag team champions. Sheamus Cesaro will take on the Usos at Survivor Series.
Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe.
Let's get to an interview.
Can I just say that quickly?
Yeah.
I said this weeks ago, the Shield don't need belts.
No, that's why they got taken away. They don't need it.
They should have lost it when they had the first match. Did they have a match before?
No.
They did. They had a match the day before. What was the last pay-per-view?
No. TLC.
They had a match the week before TLC for the titles. They should have lost it then. But I feel like the Shield, once they get back together next week, they just need to start running through the company without championships. They don't need it. So this is a great move.
You excited about the possible New Day Shield match?
I think that's a better match, if I'm honest.
Agreed.
I think a 3-on-3 Shield New Day. Shield will obviously go over. But I think that's going to be money.
And
I think I'll enjoy that more than Shield Usos.
And also, well, I think this is a better comeback for the Shield than the original plan with the five people versus them.
Yeah.
This is going to be a proper comeback, proper match.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Good stuff.
Super exciting.
And also, hopefully in their loss, New Day will come up. So they just need to go a little bit higher, and then they need to do something with Big E time.
And I think what New Day can do on the mic against the Shield will be... Funny.
You know, it's weird. I was getting sick of the New Day, but they've almost gone full circle, and now they're one of my favourite things again. It's bizarre because I was by the end of their Raw tag team run, I was sick of them, and now I'm loving their stuff.
Nothing.
Their face. Nothing. It's good for them. Good for them.
All right, interview.
Let's do it, man.
Ace, introduce us, please.
So last week, Friday just gone. Basically, Enzo Amore came through to One Extra. And this is what went down. Check this out.
The kick out.
All right, now sitting in front of me, do you know what, actually? If you wouldn't mind, can we do this in the way that you would do it?
Wait, hold on. Let's do it properly. Let's do this. If you wouldn't mind, sir.
My name is Enzo Amore, and I am a certified G and a bona fide stud, and you can't teach that. Bada boom, realest champ in the room, BBC Radio, how you doing?
How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? How you
One
doing?
Extra, baby.
What's going on, sir? How
What's
are you, man?
What's popping, bro? I've never been better in my life.
You are the cruiserweight champion. You're sitting there with, you got the belt around your
the
waist,
The realest
man.
Champ in the room is in the room, kid.
I've been seeing you on Instagram. You've been driving around with that belt. Like, do you sleep with the belt on?
I flex in it. All day. It's just a flex.
All day.
It's a power play, bro.
Awesome, man. You know what? Just a little bit earlier on, I was running down my top five mic men in the WWE of all of the time. I'm going to be honest with you. You didn't make the top five, but you're on your way.
you're talking the best.
No, you're on your best. Way. You're on
I'm
your
not,
way.
I'm not worried about, you know, the opinions of others, because quite frankly, when you look in the mirror, you know what makes you a genius?
Yeah.
When you look in the mirror and you tell yourself you're a genius. All right? That's what makes you one. Okay?
Do you want to hear my five, though?
So, quite frankly, when I look in the mirror, I've been telling myself I'm going to do all the things that I'm actually doing. So I manifested these things, because when it's true to you, then it becomes true to life. That's manifest destiny. I'm the best in the world on a microphone. That's why I tattooed it on my hand. That's confidence. I walk in a room of confidence and I walk out of a room of confidence. And I can walk it like I talk it blindfolded. I know who I am and I know where I'm going. I'm going to the top of that list you just came up with, all right?
Yeah, no, you're on your way, though, in my opinion. But I know you think you're number one. Do you want to hear my five was?
Well, I mean, you dropped it on me. I don't think I had a choice in the matter.
I will just say that I had The Rock at number one.
Yeah, he's a G.
He's awesome.
He's, you know, arguably. But give me the other four guys on that list.
I mean, you would have been in the top 10, 100% at the moment. Right, and you're steady climbing.
These guys got years on me. Yeah. Right, we'll give it to them.
100%.
It's a marathon, not a sprint. Keep it rolling. Who do you got?
We had Ric Flair, obviously.
Okay.
We had Hogan.
Okay.
I've forgotten now. We had Macho, Randy.
Okay.
And we had Warrior.
Oh, goodness gracious. This guy. See, listen, your top five ain't exactly mine, all right?
It doesn't rival mine
whatsoever. I don't make your top five. All right, babe. It's all right.
Who would have been in your top five,
I'm not
going to
hate you for it. I would have thrown Dusty Rhodes in the mix right there for sure. Ric Flair, I can't argue with that. The Rock, Stone Cold, Steve Austin.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and honestly, if you look at the spectrum, you'd have to maybe consider throwing Vince McMahon in there.
He's dope.
I mean, Vince, he's still doing it, you know? Yeah. He delivers every time, so.
You're in the UK right now. Do you enjoy being, like, traveling across the world, doing what you do?
It's a humbling experience. It's a culturing experience. And for a kid like me, you know, the first flight I really ever took was for my tryout in the WWE, you know, to go down to Tampa, Florida. So, having, you know, never really been away from home to outside of, you know, playing college football, bus rides here and there. But, you know, that first flight to now I'm spinning around the world in airplanes and I, you know, do a 21-hour flight standing on my head. You know what I mean? I get more Z's, you know, sitting on my hind end than I do, you know, laying in a bed. It's crazy getting to see the world and try to take it all in and absorb it. I appreciate a day drive better than anybody you know. I don't like traveling at night because I like to take it all in. And I've been to London like 5 or 6 times now.
Yeah.
I still have not gotten out and like seen it or experienced it. Not.
When we do it,
and I'm not getting out tonight. I'm out of town too. So I perform here tonight, and then I'm, you know, on another one again.
Where in the world would you say I've got the best fans?
Oh man, I mean the UK has some of the best fans in the world. You know, but I mean honestly, everywhere you go is different. Some of the most insane crowds, like I went to Santiago, Chile, and Peru, and we got off bus. It was Beatles, movie, you know what I mean? Like, we got off the plane, and there was fans getting held back by the army and the infantry of these you know, these countries. They got, you know, police escorts going through the town and people rolling up on you on mopeds and just insane. They got, you know, blockades out in front of the hotel because you can't get in and out. So it's a movie in certain places and the crowds are crazy. You know, it's a humbling experience, bro. And it's also fun hearing from me because every time I come out, no matter where I am, I introduce myself. My name is Antuo More, so on and so forth. And I get to hear it in different accents all over the world. And it's so intriguing because sometimes you go to a country and that's the only English this kid knows.
It's
my intro. It's like, holy crow. Like, kid can't speak a lick, but he can give me my whole intro. It's so nuts, man.
I mean, at the moment, you're quite a polarizing superstar in the WWE. You might go into a venue and they boo you. You might go into one and they cheer you. Do you prefer the boos or the cheers?
I prefer the reactions.
Right.
That's what I'm in the business of.
Yeah.
I'm in the business of reactions. And if I can elicit or get a reaction out of you, then I'm winning.
Yeah. And I mean, when I first became aware of you, you were in a tag team, you and Big Cass, who was 7 foot tall, and you can't teach that, apparently. Do you prefer being a solo competitor, or do you prefer being in a team?
You know, we had our run. Our run was going on almost 6 years, 5 years there. Well, for me, I've been in a ring for about 6 years. With Big Cass, about 5.5 of those years, almost.
Yeah.
And this is just the start of a new chapter for me.
Yeah.
And that's what life is. It's an ongoing, you know, book. And for me, you know, the most powerful thing, the tool that I find the most useful for myself is picking up the pen, because if you don't like, you know, your role, you know, rewrite the script, because it's my movie and it's my book, and it keeps getting better and better and better. So the solo career I can't compare to the tag team career, because there's not enough mileage.
Right.
You know, I've only been wearing these shoes for a minute, but I'm having a blast. You know, the fun I can have with the crowds nowadays, you know, eliciting those reactions in which you had mentioned, you know, it used to be one way, now it could go both ways, or it could just be a different way. And I have fun playing off the people.
I have to say, you are currently, right now, in terms of active, you are the best on the microphone. Do you write a lot of the stuff that you come out and say, or is that corner all off the head?
Well, I've written thousands of pages.
Right.
Thousands.
Okay.
That's no exaggeration whatsoever. From screenplays to books to, you know, lyrics to poems to one-liners, zingers, and full promos. And they pretty much all just sit in my mind, my memory, and I whip them out when I need to, because that's what, if you know, you're into hip-hop, right?
Yeah.
A great artist like Jay-Z walks into a booth right now and he has the song written in his head.
Right.
All right? Great, you know, freestyle rappers have written so much in their past that they can whip it out at any moment and create a melody or a flow or a bounce on a beat, right?
Right.
Well, I'm one and the same in my genre, because I'm a freestyle artist at times, but I'm also resorting to written things on a regular basis based on something that sparks my brain.
Yeah.
So if you're an audience and you're chanting something, and all of a sudden in a moment's time I think of something I wrote in 2012, but it fits in that moment, my brain just comes up with it because I put the work in. See, talent and hard work, you know the old saying, man.
Yeah, I definitely do. So Enzo,
yeah.
How is life for you in the cruiserweight division at the moment? You are the king of the cruiserweights, and there's a lot of eyes on you, and there's a big target on your back at the moment.
Yeah, dude, but you know, I love the pressure, bro. You know, I bask in it. Every step I take in life, you know, I have my back against the wall, so I drag the wall with me.
Right.
An inch off my hind end, you know what I mean? So there's no going backwards. And these guys, you know, if they're in my way, it's the worst move that you can make. That's why people hopped on the Zo train, dog. You know, I don't have all haters now.
Right.
There was a point in time in the cruiserweight division where, I mean, you want to talk about don't trust anybody? I don't trust nobody. I'm DTA all day, just like Stone Cold Steve Austin, bro.
Right.
I don't talk to nobody for a reason. So you ain't talking money, what you talking about? Nothing. So these guys, though, you know, they got a little love for Zo, because they see the difference in the envelope, bro. They ain't getting a light envelope. There's a few more commas in their paychecks now.
Right.
Because I'm putting the eyes on the product, bro.
I see you.
You know what I mean? I'm a star. So With that comes eyes. And when the eyes are on these people, it's opportunity. What do you do with opportunity? Opportunity is just an opportunity to provide other people with opportunity.
What?
So what are these people doing with it? It's big facts, bro. Big facts. Look at the Forbes, all right? Read the articles. You see that it's a direct translation in the stock price and me being on 205 Live.
Right.
We're talking about network buys from people who want to tune in to see what Muscles Marinara is going to do next, what he's going to say next, because quite frankly, I don't care about nothing, and I think that the people know it. I'm out here living my life, and I'm having a hell of a time doing it.
Yeah, I mean, you are amazing. Is there... Because you said people want to know what you're going to do next. What are you going to do next? Because I feel like music could be in your future. I feel like people would watch you more on the TV screen. Is film, music, something else that you'd want to put your foot into?
Well, right now I got the Cruiserweight Championship around my waist.
Yeah.
You know, and it ain't going nowhere. So if, you know, Hollywood's got a spot for the Cruiserweight Champion, then, you know, let's just be real. Okay. At the end of the day, I'm not going to ever put, you know, being the president of the United States out of the picture. Like, I'm trying to make it in life, and I don't ever plan. I want to do it in politics, in Hollywood, in the wrestling ring, in and out of every genre of entertainment focused on me orating.
Right.
Just put me on screen and, you know, good things happen. And that's what's happening to the brand I'm on right now, 205 Live. That's where my focus is right now. I focus on the here and now and not what's out of my control. What's in my control is an entire division. And honestly, my back hurts from carrying it. So, yeah, we're doing all right.
And you guys, if you want to see Enzo Amore, he's in the UK right now. Tonight, you guys are at Wembley on the 5th of November. That's Sunday. You guys are in Cardiff. Manchester for Raw live on Monday.
That's right, dude.
You have a match on Monday?
I don't know what I'm doing on Monday, and I don't care. You know, I show up and I bring it. That's all I do, bro. Just put me on the screen, the realest guy in the room, and get the job done, you know? There's a lot of people who ain't getting the J-O-B-D-O-N-E. You know what I mean? Unlike me.
Exactly.
Certified G.
Birmingham on the 7th of November, the 8th in Leeds, and on the 9th you're in Nottingham. You guys work a crazy schedule.
I'm on road 300, all right? Yeah. And, you know, as you alluded to earlier, you know, what's my favorite country? What's my favorite fans? Honestly, our global audience is... people will never really truly understand that the business that I'm in... You don't have to be able to speak a language to enjoy.
Right.
Okay. Well, as I made mention of, when I come out and introduce myself, the whole world repeats it. I hear it in different accents, and there's times where that's the only English that this kid knows. But when the bell rings, ding, 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 that's a universal language. They're watching pro wrestling. They're watching sports entertainment. They're watching the WWE. And our global empire is just that. We're the last traveling circus, and we see every corner of this world. And we have fans in every country. All right. It is crazy. It's bananas. And it's a life I can't explain to somebody, because entertainment is its own facet. All right. You got movies. You got the news. You got the Grammys. You got the Oscars. That's the only time you're really seeing performers go live. The Grammys, the Oscars, the news and sports. Right. But even the Grammys and the Oscars got a couple minute delay. I'm out there risking my life in front of millions of people on TV, thousands in the flesh, and it looks violent. And it is at times. You know what I mean? And it's as real as it gets, in a sense, because there's no days off. I'm on the road 300 days out of the year. You know what I mean? And I'm risking my life every day. And Raw is 52 weeks every single Monday. This year, it falls on Christmas Day. I'll be in Chicago. You know? It is a grind. And not everybody's cut out for it. So to have a title around your waist in this business, especially the one I got on my waist, because I'm the hardest working man in sports entertainment. I'm out here wrestling Friday, Saturday, Sunday on television on Monday Night Raw, and then I move on Tuesday and I defend my title on the Zoe show. You know, I get home on Wednesday, I fly out on Thursday night.
Wow. Enzo, thank you so much for joining us today. Can we have the finishing line to end the interview?
Absolutely, all right. London, if there's still tickets available, which I am not too sure that there are, because Enzo's going to be in the house tonight, so why would there be any tickets available? But if you don't show face, if you don't come and see the Zoe show, if you don't come check out WWE Live tonight and see your favorite superstars like, you know, members of the Shield, will we have some guest appearances? Maybe. I don't know. Will you see Braun Strowman? I think you will. Will you see that little Tostito Kalisto? He should probably dip because I'm muscles marinara and I got the sauce, all right? And if you don't show up, then you're lost. And you could use the certified GPS to get you there because I'm Enzo Amore and there's only one word to describe you. And I'm going to spell it out for you. S-A-W-F-T. Swift. How you doing?
My G. Thank you very much, Enzo.
The Kick Out.
So there you go. The king of the cruiserweights, or the loserweights, he likes to call them, Enzo Amore. And he sure did have a hell of a lot to say. He even cut a short promo on me, which wasn't bad because I called myself a hater and he didn't like that.
You called yourself a hater of Enzo?
No, so basically, they would have, see, this is going to really bait that you didn't listen to the interview, but it's fine. But anyway, I was trying to get Enzo to help me roast some of my fellow One Extra DJs.
Ah.
One was Charlie Slough, and I said the reason why I said I wanted him to roast Charlie is because he made more money than me.
Wow.
And then Enzo said, yo, that would make you a hater, and then he started ganning on me because Enzo don't like haters. Mm-hmm. But it's fine. But it was fun. Shout out to Enzo Amore. Sure. And the crew at WWE as well. So big up to him.
You got any more interviews or with anybody coming up?
Nikki Bella next week. Nikki Bella's going to be on the show next week. And Stat Guy Greg.
Yes.
And
yeah. We sure to get a lot of content from SummerSlam, didn't we?
Yes. I made sure of that, Tase.
We definitely did.
I made sure of that.
Cool. All right, let's talk about SmackDown.
What was SmackDown?
In Manchester.
Manchester.
Thank you. Tell you your thoughts.
I like SmackDown. It's good.
It started off with "Here comes the money, money talks, money, 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 money."
Doesn't it bother you when they tell you what's going to be on this week, and then Shane McMahon comes out and tells you what's going to be on this week? It wastes 5 to 10 minutes of time.
Shane talks a lot as well,
and he sweats.
He does.
Yeah, he does sweat. He does talk a lot, but he is what he always is, week in and week out. And that is simply phenomenal. So Shane McMahon comes out to address Under Siege SmackDown activities that happened last night. Said that one of the biggest teams on the SmackDown brand was the sole reason why Raw was in a disarray last night and why Raw Tag Team Champions title match, whatever, changed hands because of this team. And he brought down the New Day, who came down through the crowd, like the Shield, which I loved.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Did
they come down like the Shield?
No. That was on Raw.
I honestly can't remember.
Oh, so they came out.
They came out the normal entrance, but it was only on Raw that they came down the ramp.
Oh. Right.
Anyway, come on.
So the Shield, so the New Day comes down, and they start cutting a promo about being under siege, baby, and how they were basically kind of sticking it to the Shield, right?
Yep.
So we're going to see the Shield versus New Day at Survivor Series. Everybody excited about this?
Yes.
Yep.
I love it.
I think it's going to be amazing.
It's weird that the only match I was looking forward to was Usos versus Dean and Seth, and now it looks like that's the only match that isn't happening. All the others have been changed. You know what I mean? It's bizarre.
Yeah, it's true. And then as the New Day was cutting their promo, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn interrupts, and they have a little back and forth for the New Day. The New Day proceed to call Sami Zayn a paper boy.
Out of shape.
No charisma. No gym going.
And then a whole bunch of fat Manchester people abused him for being out of shape, which I find amusing. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not slagging you off there. I too look like shit. I beg your pardon. Kevin Owens' new T-shirt that just says "Fight Anyone." Yeah. I wouldn't wear that down my local because I would get a shoo-in quick shot. Oi, Flu, come here, you little mug. What's that t-shirt say? Fight anyone, Katonka! And I'm on the floor bleeding like a hog. Bleeding like a stuck hog!
We love you, Flu. So the back and forth between the New Day, New Day was getting the best of Owens, and like they were cutting promos. I think that Kofi comment seemed that was off cuff. I don't think that was planned, the paper boy. Because Xavier Woods and Biggie's reaction and Shane McMahon's reaction, there was genuinely laughing. D'Lo Brown's in the screen, ladies and gentlemen. There's
Skillet has asked me to actually find this capital punishment. I'm fairly sure they have cut it from
I doubt it. I think wasn't it at the start?
No, I don't know. It's about halfway through. But I apologise. It's because we made the mistake of having the television on in the background. So now everybody, as in life, will stare at the television. Stop staring at the television, Tay.
Sorry. So Shane proposed the match between Kofi
and
Sami Zayn.
Yeah, wicked match.
Good stuff.
Really good match.
Again, what a great TV match.
Yeah, mm. Really good match.
And what about Kofi's new move, the bouncy off the rope?
Let's talk about the match straight away, now we've brought it up. All right, so very good match between Kofi and...
Is it the first time we've ever seen him wrestle?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it was really good.
Good match between Kofi and Zayn. Very excited.
Did it mess up at the end?
I thought it did, because he only did...
high cross body.
Yeah.
And he pins him with it, and then everybody looks confused afterwards. Like, did you see
is
that?
Is that it? Yeah.
Oh, that's probably why Zayn and Owens got sent home.
Why?
Maybe they were under the influence.
Oh.
Who knows? Who knows?
That is interesting, isn't it? But, who knows? Yeah. But also, at the same time, even if it was a mess-up, it was the right move, because even though, obviously, we want good things for Sami Zayn, the Shield need to look good at the moment. If they're going against... Oh, sorry, the Shield. If the New Day...
Need to look
the New Day need to look tough. Yeah. They need to look good. They need to win all their matches, yeah.
Can I do a rant, please?
Go for it.
This episode of Kick Out is brought to you by Skillet's Random Rant. Skillet's Random Rant!
He's naked.
Rusev Day. Another day on Rusev's day where he loses to Randy Orton.
Well, Randy.
He loses again.
I hear that, but
to Randy Orton.
Randy's part of Team SmackDown.
I don't care.
He wasn't going to lose.
I don't care anymore.
No, but if he loses.
He's lost to Randy Orton 4 times this year.
It's done, isn't it?
I'm done with this nonsense. What are they doing to Rusev? Why does he got to go back to face Orton again? Why didn't he make him beat someone else?
To be fair, though, isn't this because of the shuffle? Isn't this... Maybe he was meant to be on the SmackDown team, and now because of this massive shuffle, they've gone, we have to throw Cena in because we have a bit more power. Sorry, spoiler alert.
This is terrible.
Yeah. No, come on, rant away then. Is this the moment when Jacqueline gets her boobs out? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And I was there live.
Yeah, you were there live,
and I saw her big old titties.
Jacqueline, yes or no, Finn?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh,
yeah. Jeff Jarrett. That was Jeff Jarrett doing that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Double F.
See, you get all the best.
Double F.
All the best.
Double J.
I must admit, as a young, 18, 19-year-old man, seeing Jacqueline's big old titties. I love wrestling.
He was actually there.
Huh? I was there in the crowd.
Oh, wow.
I'm sat next to David Strange, who is dressed as William Regal, a real man's man. And I held up a sign, ironically, by the way, which is quite apropos at the moment, I held up a sign that said, "He's the big red machine!" Just because I was hoping to get on television. I think me and my brother just put up ironic signs.
That's funny.
But what I did enjoy was Aiden English... Sing along song to
why?
Introduce it was fun.
Okay, can we move on?
Tay.
Yes.
James Ellsworth versus Becky Lynch. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's the voice of women.
I wasn't too keen on this match. It was probably because of the reason more. They could have had a better storyline to it, like he was fighting for Carmella's honour or something like that. But it was the same kind of misogyny angle that they do all the time when they can't really think of anything else. So I don't really like that aspect of it. But it was a fun match. But yeah.
Ace, what did you think of James Ellsworth trunks?
That's about it.
Yes, I just asked you a question.
Okay, I can't remember his trunks. I just remember him getting beat up by Becky for 5 minutes.
And Flu, so Carmella beats up James Ellsworth and walks out.
Yep.
So what do you think? That's it for James Ellsworth?
I think it's, again, it's very disappointing that just because we're trying to do a women's revolution, they have to involve every single woman in every single storyline, which is insulting to everyone's intelligence. I also think, yeah, I think he's not... I think he dared to get over without Vince McMahon's permission. Now they've made him act like a dog, and now they're going to fire him, I think.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. Don't you think he's on the list of future endeavours soon?
No, I think there's going to always be work for Ellsworth as a kind of comedy character. I think that Kamala thing was Kamala, you know? Not Kamala.
Kamala. Which would be a hell of a tag team.
Kamala Kamala. I think that was her aim to turn face. I think it will work. Okay. I think they need her to be semi-liked for when she cashes in on Natalya.
Or she walks off to Team Raw.
And then what?
And fights against Matt then.
She's not getting
teams up. She's got the money in the bank briefcase. Why would she go to Raw?
To cash in against Alexa Bliss?
No.
All right.
Oh, God, that's flat.
Did
you see Charlotte has got a title match? Do you think they're going to shuffle the deck this much?
I do.
Charlotte versus...
I think Charlotte Alexa is a better match.
Oh, what a match that is.
I think that's a much better match. I think that's what we're going to get.
And then Carmella cashes in at Survivor Series.
Maybe she does that.
Just do everything. Throw all the shit at the fan. Literally. Well, no, not literally, because they're not going to throw shit at an actual fan. We're going to do is we're going to throw doo-doo at the fans.
And then what happens after that, Mr. McMahon?
You're going to punch me in the fucking
The Usos versus Shelton Benjamin and Chad Gable.
Another error. Something went wrong here, didn't it?
Did it? I think this will work.
It probably is.
I don't think
it was exactly a year ago, wasn't it?
I don't think he's actually injured.
You think Shelton Benjamin just looked awkward because he just looks awkward?
No, but it looked quite real. The way he landed, it was quite fuck. What the fuck?
Because I watched it back a few times. Yeah, he looks like he's very prepared for what's about to happen.
Mm.
Like he actually kind of bends his leg.
Yeah.
But I hope he's not injured, man.
I need to see Usos versus the Bar, man.
Yeah, that's gonna be
incredible.
Yeah, I hope he's not injured. I think they need to carry on the feud with Shelton and Gable, and this was the only way to do it past Survivor Series.
Okay.
Because obviously they needed a match before then. So, I don't know. I think they'll have a rest until Survivor Series, and then after they'll get back to it. But I hope it's a work. I hope he's not really injured.
Yeah. I mean, so Gable and Benjamin, if they are injured, will replace them. So that's gone from a very exciting match to quite a match.
Would they replace them, though?
You know what they should do? If they are legitimately out, the Usos, knock it on its head, they should throw Breezango out there, because they're over at the moment. I think the crowd's waiting for a Breezango to actual wrestle moment. Of course they need to lose.
Breezango versus the Bar.
Do you not think this crowd actually wants to see them wrestle?
Are you on crack?
I don't want to see Breezango versus the Bar.
No one wants to see Breezango versus the Bar.
I've just looked at my notes, Skillet, as well. I missed a note. Did you notice when... Sorry to go back one, ladies and gentlemen. I apologise. When Randy Orton RKO'd Rusev, there was an audible boo from the audience.
Yes. Good.
That was my one note.
Fuck this, man. That's what I'm ranting about. Fuck this.
Oh, that was the other thing, yeah. And singing the Bayley song in the Becky Lynch match.
Yeah.
Come on, people. God bless you, Manchester. You've given us a good moment, which we'll talk about shortly. And thank you, Manchester, because you did do well in the main event. But yeah, why are you singing Bailey's song? That's just like, we just want to be noticed. It seemed a bit to me. Luke Harper acting, though. How interesting does that look, ladies and gentlemen?
Yo, I skipped past his match. Promo.
It was just another promo, but Luke Harper's got a part in a Netflix TV show.
Oh, wow.
And he's playing like a redneck at the circus and stuff like that. And he actually looks like a pretty good actor. And I'm like, good for him, man. And that will get, as soon as he does that, Vince will actually look at him and go, oh, that guy works for me. And he'll actually realise who he is, and hopefully he'll give him a little push and take him out of this incredible bludgeon.
How do you think that's going to come about? If Vince is sitting down and... it's on the TV in his office, and Vince says to Triple H, that guy looks familiar. Who's that? We should sign him.
Skillet, see if I'm going to come at you with one half of a promo and see if you can continue it.
Okay.
up is down.
Down is up.
Right is left.
Left is right.
We are the Blushing Brothers. That's it. That's it every week. One of them just comes out and goes, it's quite soft. No, it's hard. I like tea. I like coffee. We are the Blushing Brothers.
And it's just like, what the fuck?
And don't forget the hammers. Smash it into the camera.
All right, but you know what? It's Luke Harper and Eric Rowan, so we're going to give them a pass because we want it to work, don't we?
They debuted over here, didn't they?
In the UK?
On a live show.
I saw their ring attire.
It kind of looked like Kane.
They didn't have the hammers either.
I saw their ring attire. Yeah. So let's go to the main event. AJ Styles, the phenomenal one, takes on the Maharaja Jinder Mahal. Hey.
This is a great match. It's a fantastic match.
Before we get into the match, actually, a good friend of mine, shout out to Matthew, text me saying, hey, man, AJ, there's a strong chance that AJ Styles actually might win the belt on Friday, Tuesday. And I text back saying,
Someone even tweeted us saying, did you see that tweet? Someone tweeted saying, I've got an opportunity to go tonight, but I only want to go if AJ Styles is going to win. I don't want to waste my money if he's not. I said, it's not going to happen.
did you think we all didn't go?
Well, last week,
I'll save your money. It's not going
to
happen.
We were all like, "Oh, should we go to Manchester?" No, do you know the last time this happened? This happened one time before. So we all went, "Nah, let's not go to Manchester." A few times ago, I went, "Oh, this is shit. No, I can't be bothered." And I missed Shawn Michaels 1 hour versus John Cena, and I was just like, "Ugh." And then I've gone to pretty much most events since, and then I missed this one and the first championship change. Ever in the UK.
Yeah.
First one on SmackDown in 15 years.
Shawn and Bulldog.
Yeah. First one in 15 years on SmackDown. First one, it's just...
And where was Shawn and Bulldog?
Wembley.
When Shawn won the title, the European title.
I don't know, where was it?
Birmingham. Yeah, this is the first time the WWE title has changed.
Yeah, it is.
In England, and it's gutting. And the arena was half full, which is gutting as well. But
what a match!
What a match.
AJ Styles give Jinder Mahal his best match ever.
Yes.
It was so back and forth. It was entertaining. AJ Styles, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to say this, might have to be in my Mount Rushmore.
Really?
Wow.
The more I think about it, the more I'm like, why is he not in my Mount Rushmore? He's provided me with classics throughout the years. He hasn't done enough yet.
He's done a lot, but he hasn't done enough to be on your Mount Rushmore. Who's on your Mount Rushmore?
Austin, Savage, Flair, and...
Brett.
No.
Let me say this, Ace.
He's not there yet.
Ace, think about it.
I think AJ might be
there. Ace, think about it. Since Dean Ambrose's best match, AJ Styles, Roman Reigns' best match, AJ Styles.
Cena's best match recently.
Yeah.
Cena's AJ best Styles. Match. Finn Balor's best match on the main roster with jet lag, with no sleep, AJ Styles. Yeah. So I'm kind of... I'm obviously, he needs to work on his promo, even though his promo is
AJ
amazing.
Styles, Christopher Daniels, Samoa Joe. AJ Styles and Christopher Daniels... No, AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan in Ring of Honor, back in the day. Amazing. AJ Styles, Austin Aries. You've seen that many a times.
Randy Orton couldn't get a good match out of him. Shinsuke Nakamura, who obviously is low on confidence at the moment, couldn't get a good match out of him. AJ Styles got a good... To the point where, to be fair, I knew Jinder was going to lose. But I was actually during the match going, good for Jinder. I actually felt sorry for Jinder because AJ Styles got such a good match out of him. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I would have loved to have watched that match not knowing what was going to happen. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Sorry, Ace.
No, I saw it on Twitter way before.
Okay.
Yeah, you were getting some beef on the Twitter, weren't you? You and the boys?
You know what, but I didn't say anything on Twitter, though.
But just...
I didn't say anything on Twitter, that's the thing.
Well, who cares? Stay off fucking social media. Yeah,
no one's leaving me on Twitter.
This weekend...
I said that to Tay and the GP guys.
This weekend, I've got this weekend off. I'm going to turn my phone off. I'm not going to go on fucking social media and then start bitching at people because people had the nerve to talk. It's ridiculous. Stay off social media if you don't want to see. And when I did, it didn't matter because it made me appreciate the match more. And let me say this, and I'm going to say this in front of three tough people in this room. When I watched this match, I don't know if it was because last week it sucked so much. I don't know if it was because I was six beers deep. But, and you know what? To go a bit serious, I don't know if it's what because of the shit Manchester's gone through this year and seeing the kids and the families in the audience hugging and stuff like that, I teared up a little bit. And I'm going to say, when I watched AJ Styles win the title, I teared up because I was like... So, and then I was moaning about WWE. I was like, oh, they're just going to give it back to Jinder, or oh, they're only trying to get Jericho off the front page. Maybe they just did it because Manchester has had a shitty year and it was the right thing to do. And I teared up a bit.
Do you know what? I never looked at that. But I'm with you.
I just cut a promo on these three motherfuckers.
No, the reaction from the audience was amazing.
Left is right.
Right
is left. We're the Bludgeon Brothers, motherfucker.
Well, yeah, I enjoyed it, man. I enjoyed it. But I do think they're going to give it back to Jinder real soon. Because I was reading a lot of tweets and a lot of people were like, wow, big up to Jinder for his run. What's going to happen with him now? It's over for Jinder. I don't think it is. I think he's...
Oh, no. Jinder could be top. Yeah. Still needs to stay top.
Yeah, 100%. So, yeah, he'll get back.
But I was panicking that they were like, oh, they're just going to give it back to Jinder next week. But then I saw the scene has been taken out of the referee role and put in the SmackDown thing. So I'm like, shit.
Oh, he has?
Yeah.
Is that official?
Yeah.
John Cena is on the SmackDown team. We are going to see AJ Styles versus Brock Lesnar, which for me, it's the ultimate big man versus small man.
Yeah.
This could... Oh, I'm blessed. My girlfriend was a little bit tipsy last night. She's come home just now, actually, a little bit tipsy as well. So I do. She's not an alcoholic. But she goes to me, did you hear about AJ Styles?
How do you think this match is going to go, though, with Brock Lesnar and his typical short matches?
I don't think...
No, it's going to be like Eddie Lesnar and No Way Out.
Yep.
I don't think AJ can get a good match out of Brock Lesnar.
Sorry?
I don't.
Disagree.
I think AJ's amazing.
You make me sick.
This is what I'm saying. I think
it's AJ's not AJ's amazing. Fault, though.
I just think Brock Lesnar's not going to let AJ do stuff. I just think it's not going to be as good as you think it's
I
be.
See, like, Brock Lesnar doing the belly to back, AJ landing on his feet, AJ hitting him with two or three...
Can I say one thing?
Can I say one thing? Do you remember Brock Dean?
Brock who?
Dean.
That's different. That's totally different. Sorry. Do not in your life... Ever compare Dean Ambrose to AJ Styles.
No, I'm not saying
never
the same. I'm not saying
do that again.
What I'm trying to say is yeah,
never.
That was big man, small man, yeah, and it was shit.
Brock Lesnar doesn't play all the weapons. Brock Lesnar doesn't play that shit. He's gonna have a proper wrestling match with AJ Styles.
What is Brock Lesnar? What is your former of what championship is your former?
He's a wrestler. What are you saying? He's a wrestler.
Former what? IWGP champion.
Okay, yeah.
What's AJ Styles? Former IWGP champion. There's respect there. Heyman and Lesnar both respect AJ Styles.
So what you're saying is they're going to have...
They're going to go in.
The promo,
great match.
Paul Heyman's
and
promo.
They're
going
to try and do that to top. That's the dream match. That's their answer to Omega Jericho.
Right.
100%.
That's their dream match.
And I hate to build it up.
Never compare him to Dean Ambrose again, Ace.
I don't want to build it up, but for me, this... If what it's not going to happen.
I don't think it's going to be a squash.
It's got the potential to be one of my favorite matches of all time.
Absolutely.
If they do it right.
I know Lesnar's not that good.
Lesnar's amazing, bro.
He's not.
He's just become lazy.
He was. He's not good.
Lesnar's still amazing.
Lesnar hasn't been good.
Him versus Joe was awesome, man.
Nah,
Joe was good.
Yeah, Joe was doing more.
Lesnar's not good now anymore.
What?
It's just big.
Yeah, because maybe he had that issue with his insides, isn't it? His intestines and stuff.
Yes.
But hopefully he can get a AJ, like a classic angle.
I think you guys are.
Lesnar.
I'm just trying to prepare you guys for a bullshit match.
Feel like AJ is going to carry him that entire match.
If anyone's good in a match, it's AJ.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That is true. AJ's going to do more to the work.
Lesnar hasn't been good for about 5 years.
I enjoy Lesnar matches because I feel because there's that element of realism. I'm like, he might actually kill this guy. I enjoy Lesnar matches.
But Lesnar's last great match, there's two last great Lesnar matches in recent times. Him and Reigns, that was a great match. And
WrestleMania.
Okay, yeah, and the Cena, Seth Rollins, Lesnar. Amazing.
Cena, Seth
Rollins. That was a fantastic
match. That was a good match. Yeah,
fantastic.
But not
Seth,
for...
Seth is doing most of the work.
Exactly. Not for Lesnar.
Yeah, it is.
Even Cena did a lot of work.
Also, the other thing about Lesnar is that is the question. When he, you know, if he picks up AJ and does, you know, an F5... you know, normally you go, he's not going to beat him there. With Brock, he could win in 5 seconds, yeah. He could win in 10. I love the fact you don't know with Brock Lesnar, because I don't think he does. Do you know what I mean? But I'm looking forward to it.
A win, a clean win for AJ would do.
Oh no, AJ's losing.
Be amazing.
AJ's losing, but he's got to lose with pride. He's got to lose with pride.
AJ's definitely losing.
I still think Randy could be the common denominator.
You said Randy Orton. Yeah. Brock Lesnar when?
It was like, was it Survivor Series last year? Where he busts his head open and they still
get his song out soon, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly. Yeah, the video's done. Finally, the video's finally done. Happened, man. Yeah, that no, I saw the edit and I was like, nah, this is okay.
Yeah. He's a perfectionist, ladies and gentlemen.
I am, man.
Yeah, I still feel like Randy and Brooke have unfinished business, so that's my prediction.
Hey, man, listen, I just want to say thank you to everybody that always listens to the Kick Out week in and week out. Keep subscribing, keep spreading the word. We need more subscribers, more followers. We're going to try and do some more live shows. We haven't done any, but we're trying to work on some live shows soon, and we're going to try and do some more stuff. Just
keep it the 1st of July next year open. Keep the 1st of July next year open,
2018, keep that open. But we've got some stuff coming on the way as well. So just keep spreading the word, keep subscribing. Tell your people about us, man. Spread the word of the Kick Out. If you enjoy what we do, give us a shout and follow us individually in our socials, which we'll mention now. Flu, where can they find you on Twitter?
It's N Fluellen, but I don't talk to anybody. The Plushin Brothers!
Tay, where can they find you on Twitter?
At @Coco_TreyTay.
Ace, where can they find you on Twitter?
At DJ Ace.
And you can find me at Skillet World, SKIWLIT World, and follow our own podcast Twitter handle. Kick Out Podcast at Kick Out Podcast. Can we exit with a Vince McMahon promo, please?
Oh, no, we're not going to watch the whole thing. Why don't we pause it and then give our opinions about this Vince McMahon promo afterwards? Is that done? That's possible?
Fine. Let's do that.
All right.
Okay, you go. We're going to watch the racist Vince McMahon
guys,
promo.
If you guys are going to watch it in time with us.
There you go.
We are at the pay per view.
Oh, you're actually going to. Oh, okay.
If they want to, if the guys are listening right now.
Yeah.
We're at Capital.
If not, turn off, ladies.
What's it called? Capital Punishment?
This is Capital Punishment.
What year?
I believe it's 1999.
And can you just press.
I'm
check
in the audience.
Time, check the time. Okay, go to.
37
minutes in. You will see.
Surely they're going to cut this, aren't they?
No, wait, hold on. Pause the question. Right. Okay, that's fine. Leave it.
This is it. Here we go.
Yeah. So we got Shane McMahon, Pat Patterson and Gerald Briscoe with Vince McMahon cutting this promo.
Little Neil in the audience. Little Neil Fluellen in the audience.
Flu, you were here.
I was here with my brother Graham Fluellen and David Strange.
Right. Now, I'm glad you mentioned this promo, because I remember this promo. Ace and Tay doesn't.
First of all, Vince McMahon would like for me to announce for this evening. The lineup has been changed.
They're going banana! They're going banana!
To please all of you. As you know, The Rock, the World Wrestling Federation champion,
The Rock says,
The Rock tonight will meet his toughest opponent yet.
I'm going to forward wind a little bit, because at the moment it's just Pat Patterson talking. And here we go. Here we go. Right.
So Flu has decided to forward it.
I'm going to forward wind, ladies.
40 minutes, .33 seconds.
And now they're giving Vinnie Jones a bit of stick.
Look at Vince.
And Vinnie, I know you're back there listening. If this is true, I need to know whose barrel was locked, whose was stopped.
Little lock, stock, and smoking back. I forgot Vinnie Jones was there and beat up the referee at the end. Vinnie Jones was the special
was that
referee.
Austin match?
Yeah, yeah, Austin, Mankind, that. Kane, and Undertaker. I saw that live with Vinnie Jones, the special referee.
But Vince is holding
ladies and gentlemen,
a cup of tea.
If you cut to 41 minutes, watch Vince McMahon's racist cup of tea promo.
Mr. McMahon, please.
Check this out. This is crazy.
Sure that many of you are watching.
Mr. McMahon thinks of Great Britain and thinks of Her Majesty's loyal subjects. And oddly enough, I have an opinion on that subject.
Like you said, Ace, one of the best promos, man.
Firstly, let's talk about tea time.
Oh, it's about tea!
Tea time. What a pile of pious crap.
What?
You English have convinced yourselves.
I love it.
We gotta chant again.
What are you calling yourselves?
He's the best.
You English have convinced yourselves that your nation is the greatest nation on earth.
Remember when Sami Man was good at cutting promos?
Before he sweated.
The most dignified, civilized nation on earth.
Is he going to say it? Here we go. Here we go.
The future of Great Britain will simply be a cesspool of decay. A cesspool of decadence and debauchery. And in all likelihood, that cesspool, in all likelihood, will be governed